the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court heard arguments in Wisconsin's voter ID case today. After a nearly three-year legal battle, a panel of three Republican-appointed judges will now decide if the Wisconsin law requiring voters to show photo ID at the polls should be reactivated in time for the elections this November.
Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson was in Chicago to hear the arguments. Joins us now for an update. Sean, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
So what was the tone like in court today?
The tone was, you know, having seen a few of these arguments before federal court recently, there have been arguments where the lawyer will get up there to make his or her case, and about a minute in, the judges will cut them off. You didn't see that when the Wisconsin Department of Justice got up there to make their case about why voter ID should be reinstated in Wisconsin. The judges heard them out, and really their tougher questions were directed at the plaintiffs for the ACLU and other groups representing voters who sued successfully to overturn voter ID at the district court level. The judges want to know really the basis of that and, you know, seem to be trying to get at whether they could, see making a similar ruling at the appeals court level. But they seem to have some serious issues with it.
What do we know about the judges hearing the case?
You had three-judge panel, Judge Easterbrook, Judge Sykes, Judge Tinder. They're all appointed by Republican presidents. Judge Sykes, Diane Sykes, a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, kind of a conservative darling in Wisconsin prior to her ascent to the federal appeals bench. Judge Easterbrook actually hearing another high-profile Wisconsin case, heard it this week, an offshoot of one of our John Doe investigations here in Wisconsin. But Easterbrook, somebody who's pretty widely respected, I think, in the federal court system. And Easterbrook and Sykes really dominated discussion today. Sykes, in particular, signaled where she was viewing this from. And, you know, she said a few things. She said the eve of the election is upon us, as she was asking, you know, what are we going to do here? She also repeatedly referenced the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in another voter ID case and said, look, the Supreme Court has established that states have a real interest, a viable interest in regulating, in passing laws to prevent election fraud. And she also said, going through my notes here, those were a couple of the points that she made, you know, repeatedly. The other thing she said was that the Wisconsin Supreme Court had basically taken care of the cost issue when it comes to voter ID. Wisconsin Supreme Court issued a ruling in another lawsuit recently where Justice Patience Rogensack upheld voter ID, but at the same time, kind of in a footnote, told the Wisconsin DMV, look, you can't charge for IDs. You can't require documents that come at a cost to get those voter IDs. You're not a party to this lawsuit, but look, figure this out. And so this week, just a couple days ago, the DMV came out and said, we have a system now to deal with that. The Wisconsin Department of Justice brought that up in court today. And Diane Sykes said from the bench, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision took care of the cost issue.
All right. So that's off the table in terms of the undue burden factor, then.
In her eyes, the ACLU attorneys bringing this suit obviously have a different take. You did not hear Judge Easterbrook or Judge Tinder make such strong assertions from the bench. So you don't know where they're coming from on this. You did hear Judge Easterbrook, though, question, you know, why we should let a district judge, Judge Edelman, who overturned voter ID at the district level, why let him make an assertion that there is no state interest or that in regulating voter fraud when the U.S. Supreme Court has said otherwise?
And one of the questions on the table is, should the voter ID law be upheld, could it be implemented? Could it be up in action by the November elections? And I understand the judges put that out there, that question on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I would say up until today's hearing, at least I've been operating under the assumption that voter ID would not be in effect for this November's elections. You know, the thought being that the legal process move slow. Until recently, it was tied up not only in federal court, but in state court. After today's hearing, I'm not so sure. I mean, the lawyer for the Wisconsin Department of Justice said, why don't you just issue a stay today, take care of this, put it back on the books. You didn't hear any of the judges say, like, you're crazy or we're not going to move that fast. And Judge Sykes said, you know, that the eve of the election is upon us. And I actually, the reaction from the ACLU attorneys after the hearing, I thought was sort of telling. They very forcefully said, no court has ever reinstated a law like this close to an election. And to do that would be just catastrophic. It'd be an invitation for disaster. They seem to be taking that threat very seriously.
So just based on what you're saying, it looks like that's something that could happen.
It definitely looks like something that could happen. I guess the caution you have to throw to this is that judges often play devil's advocate when they're in arguments. They want to kind of try to find weak spots in the argument. And so it's possible that's what they were doing here. I don't think that's what Justice Sykes was doing, though. I think we know where she stands. The question is whether one of the other judges is going to stand with her in this.
Is this decision likely to impact this question elsewhere in the country?
Yes, because they brought kind of a novel argument in Wisconsin. I mean, voter ID laws have been challenged elsewhere. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on them elsewhere. The challenge they brought in Wisconsin was based on Section 2 of the Voter Rights Act. Normally, that's applied to redistricting cases. The attorneys in this case said it fit in Wisconsin because just statistically, they said a voter ID law requiring a photo ID to vote is more apt to deter minority voters from casting a ballot. And so they brought this Section 2 challenge. And, you know, if they were to prevail here, as they did at the district level, if they were to prevail in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, I think you'd definitely see that challenge repeated elsewhere in the country. You know, I don't know that that's going to happen. I mean, a lot of the questions, which were more technical in nature from Judge Easterbrook, seem to be getting at, how do we measure this? You know, is there a percentage of voter turnout that makes it a violation of Section 2 or a percentage of people who have the IDs? How do we make this ruling that can be replicated in other courtrooms?
Now, recently we saw the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal handing down a decision on Wisconsin's gay marriage ban with incredible speed. Do you have a sense of the pacing on this one?
No. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if it happened fast. But that decision was handed down much faster than usual for the federal court system. I think if they were to move quickly, it would be to stay the Judge Adelman's ruling, and they could issue their own decision later. But really, the clock is ticking. We're pretty close. We're less than 2 months from the election. So to get this new law up and working that quickly, as the ACLU attorneys said, you know, it's a tall order. It's something Wisconsin hasn't had for an election like this, of this level of turnout in its history. So, yeah, the clock is ticking.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter, talking about the arguments in Wisconsin's voter ID case heard at the Seventh Circuit Court.